Hello. Today, Wednesday, the 13th of October, 2010. I am Mari, and in the studio we have Miriam, Yahalon, and Living Roots volunteers. The weather today, in internet it says partially cloudy sky, but at this moment it's a very, very beautiful sunny morning. Right now, as I just told you, it's sunny, and we have 24 degrees, humidity on 79%, and windy on 11 kilometer west. The temperature range for today should be between 26 and 32 degrees. Talking to us today, we have a very interesting talk with Dalia from the housing service. She's in charge of a newcomer accommodation, and in this talk she shares with us her ideas and challenges at the present moment regarding housing to the people that want to join Oroville.
My work is to try to find a solution, an accommodation for the newcomers, since they are coming, and now even before they are getting the letter of recommendation from entry service, we are trying to find them a solution so when they come back, they won't have to look for houses. So there is a housing forum, which most of you saw, most of the newcomers saw, that now is going to get from the entry service and then come to the housing, and then we verify if you have if the newcomer has an accommodation, where he's going to stay, for how long. We put a waiting list because of the movement. Some are going, some are should replace them. And we sign some agreements for house sitting, newcomer houses, and with this form they get back to the entry. At the end of the period, and this is new, very new, that newcomers has to get a permanent solution for when they become a Oroville. The main worry that I see is the shelter that they should have. It's more where to live, for how long, house sitting. Sometimes you shift. After 2 months, 2 months here, and with children, it's very hard. You do house sitting, you have to go to another one, and it's very hard to live like this. That's why we need and we ask for permanent solutions, though it's so hard. We don't have enough houses, apartments to transfer. Another issue is the financial situation. Because that the apartments and the project becomes higher and higher, all the inflation, like over India in this area, it becomes more and more difficult to get a house in the financial aspect. It's not easy because we don't have enough. That's it. Point, period. We don't have enough houses. And we are trying to get some more projects. It's connected to Lavernier, it's connected to other, it's connected to private initiatives. And this is an effort that we are putting our energy now. Not enough. We should put some more, everybody should put some more. All the Orovillians, we are a big family here.
Sayer Transport Service remember us that there will be no Pondy bus trip on Saturday the 16th morning at 8:30 a.m. because of the Ayutapuja holiday. Are you looking for trees? After the storm in November 2008, the college guest house team desperately and overzealous planted many new trees at college guest house. Now they realize that they have too many and they would love to give some away. So if you're interested, please contact Laura or Jason at 2622539, or you go directly to college guest house. And tomorrow starts the sustainability seminar series. local solutions to global challenges. Living Roots and the AV Green Center bring to us a series of seminars that present local solutions to global challenges facing the world. Tomorrow's subject is social sustainability, Oroville and the villages, presented by Katie and Bhavana. It starts at 3:30 p.m. at Les School Campus at the Glass Classroom. Following the educational vibe, Tamil Heritage Center offers weekly literary lecture on Mani Meghalai on every Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at Ialig Narkal Educational Center. And just to remind that Yoga Nidra sessions with Aloka will start again from today, Wednesday, 13 October, at 5 p.m. in Transition School Awareness Hall. Sri Aurobindo. When the mind is entirely passive, then the force of nature which works in the whole of animate and inanimate creation has free play, for it is in reality this force which works in man as well as in the sun and star. The news are a glimpse of the life in Oroville. If you want to know more, please access oroville.org. Bye-bye.